Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio, located inside Digital Ignition, where North Atlanta startups take off. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm your host, John Ray, and we are in the Digital Ignition Studio. And Digital Ignition is the ultimate place for entrepreneurs to work, innovate, learn, establish, and grow their companies. Nestled within a 45,000-square-foot building is an open floor plan with co-working office space, dedicated desk, private offices, meeting rooms, event space, and a fantastic break room with outdoor patio and all the fresh ground coffee you can drink. And we're finally getting the weather that would make you want to go out on that outdoor patio. If you want great co-working as well as space which impresses investors, customers, and future employees, visit digitalignition.com. And I want to welcome three great guests today. David Maradiaga with Maradiaga Media is here with us, and also John Mitchell and Randy Hasslinger with Slingshot Product Development Group. But before we get to our folks from Slingshot, let's talk to David Maradiaga, Maradiaga Media. David, welcome.
John, I'm glad to be on. Thank you.
Yeah, glad to have you here. So tell us about you. Tell us about Maradiaga Media.
So Maradiaga Media is a video production and social media marketing company, and we focus on helping small businesses reach more customers, and that's our goal.
Well, that's pretty easy and straightforward. I think that's this interview's done, right? No, I'm just kidding you. So talk about video. I mean, how did your passion for video start?
Well, my passion for video actually started in church. I was a part of a larger church in town, and I joined the media team there, and I learned a lot of things and enjoyed quite a bit, not only working in the ministry field, but also, you know, just the media in general. And then I felt like my wife and I and our kids were called to go to a smaller church and help out. And, you know, we were asked to help with the youth group and in the ministry there. And, you know, one thing that we really noticed was that our church has a lot of older members, and they really are the founding members of that church. And a lot of those outdoor activities they weren't able to go to. A lot of those things that we were doing with the church camp and the mission trips and that sort of thing, weren't able to do. So I started filming. I started just being more interactive with our stuff, and so that those people could reach and see that message. And so I think that that's kind of where the passion started.
Great stuff. Now, you focus on small business owners.
Absolutely, yes.
Talk about why you've got that focus.
Well, you know, I say small business owners, you know, over 90% of companies in the United States have 500 or less employees. So small businesses aren't always so small. But that also leaves a huge market. And, you know, this area, North Georgia, North Fulton, has plenty of businesses. And I work with plenty of companies that are 15 employees or less. And they just want to reach more they just want to reach more customers. They want to reach more people. They want to help more people. And I want to help them get there.
Great stuff. So obviously you've got a passion for video. Why video? I mean, that may seem obvious, an obvious question, but the answer may not be so obvious.
Well, video to me is just a way of expressing. It's art, really, and it's relative. You know, so many people can look at a video and just have so many emotions and feelings towards it, and someone else could look at it and feel nothing. And so I just think that there's so much art in video. And for business owners to be able to express that art and to be able to give their message out to their potential customers or the people they're trying to reach is huge. And that's why I choose video as the main marketing focus.
We're speaking with David Maradiaga, and David is the CEO of Maradiaga Media. Now, David, you know, I'm curious about one thing about video, and I know you deal with this all the time. You know, why do I need somebody to make a video for me if I can whip out my iPhone and I can just make a video right here, right? So why do I need all the expense and time and trouble of hiring a guy like you?
Well, the beauty about that is that when I sit down with customers that ask me that very question, I tell them, you don't really need me, but I can help you reach more people with the strategies that I use in video.
Oh, you're dangling a carrot out there. I like it.
So, yes, our customer base nowadays is literally in our pocket. It's in this device. The people, the viewers can't, or the listeners can't see it, but it's our phones. And, you know, we have cameras on our phones. If you have a smartphone, you have the ability to be on the internet and reach people and start a live and just tell people about your day. And that's great. And that's a phenomenal start. And I encourage every business owner to do that. But if you want to take it to the next level and you really want to reach the people that you want to reach, call Mary Diego Media.
I like it. David, talk about your other social media services that you offer, because it's more than video.
Yes, we do more than video. So, you know, we will take over people's social media accounts and help them grow those. We do branding. So, you know, small businesses, a lot of times they don't have a logo. You know, that sounds like so elementary for a business. But, you know, if you can't be identified, it's going to be hard to make a sale. It's going to be hard to reach people. So we help them with their branding. We help with building websites. We do their social media marketing. We teach them strategies that they can implement on a daily basis just to be more successful and to get the most out of their cellular device if that's the way they want to market. So we do a number of different things, consulting and that sort of stuff as well.
So talk about the different platforms that are out there. Why do you recommend certain social media channels or platforms over another?
Well, John, I think it's important that each person, each business owner, each person that's in charge of a social media account for a company realizes who their customer base is. Social media is so strong. We communicated through social media. Mm-hmm. We communicated through LinkedIn. That's how we were introduced to each other.
That's right.
And, you know, LinkedIn is an extremely powerful outlet for business owners. But so is Facebook, and so is Instagram, and so is Snapchat. But you have to understand who is on those platforms, what type of marketing works on that platform, because I could put out a video on LinkedIn and get a bunch of impressions that on Instagram no one looks at.
Right.
And if I did something that would probably be better suited for Snapchat and did it on LinkedIn, people would probably think I was a joke. So it's very important to understand what platform, you know, caters to which individual group of people you're trying to reach.
And things change on these platforms all the time, right?
Daily.
Right.
Daily. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, you can go on Facebook today and you might find a button that, you know, wasn't there yesterday, or the button that you're used to finding or looking for, or a place you're looking to, you know, to find a particular group or page, that button's not there and it's been moved or it's somewhere else. So yes, it evolves daily.
Talk a little bit about the, back to the video side of it. So I want to make a video of my business. I'm not sure how to start. How do I start?
Well, I try to tell people to focus on three things. You want to focus on always having really good lighting. And that sounds elementary, but really good lighting. You want to stand in front of the light. You don't want the light behind you. Secondly, you want really good sound. So, you know, if you're just using your cell phone, which is perfectly okay, if you're using your cell phone, you know, if you have a Bluetooth headset, connect that. It's going to make the sound much, much better, much more clear. And then third is just be yourself. Because if you are one thing on the internet and then you're a totally different person on the, you know, when we meet you in person, it's going to be tough to get that loyalty. It's going to be tough to get people to trust you. And that's really what it is. You're exchanging trust on the internet. You're exchanging trust when you meet people face to face. So you want to build that trust. So you want to be authentic everywhere.
We're speaking with David Maradiaga, and David is the CEO of Maradiaga Media, video production and social media services. So talk a little bit about, you mentioned small businesses, but maybe if you can mention some examples of specific, that's a big subject,
yeah,
small
absolutely.
Businesses. Some examples of clients that you either currently work with or in your pipeline or whatever.
So I'm currently working with one of the largest real estate investors in the United States. And one of the things that he and his team are trying to implement is letting people know that the strategy that they use for real estate investing, no one else in the United States does it.
Oh, wow.
And they have a very interesting way of finding properties. They have a very interesting way of funding these properties. They have partners all across the United States. And that's just one of my biggest clients. And interaction with those people, the infrastructure, is what's so important when you're using social media platforms, when you're doing video, when you're doing all these things, is you want to make sure that not only are you getting your message across, the person can be reached. The person, it comes across authentically, and so all of those things are a big jumble up. But that's, real estate is huge for video and for social media. I have another one that's in the lending business, and that's another huge thing. A lot of lenders aren't on Instagram. A lot of lenders aren't doing videos, and so it's kind of a different niche. And you know, we're getting a great response. He's getting a lot of calls. People, hey, I saw you. Strange to see you on Instagram, but I'm giving you a call because I thought your video was interesting. I thought your message was interesting. So, real estate, lending, and when we do lawn care business, it's also been growing pretty good. So we do a number of different companies in the area.
So are there businesses that you would recommend not do a video for any reason?
If you're doing something illegal, I would recommend you not do that on video.
That's the best answer I've gotten out here in a long time. I like that. So if you've got a legal business with a legal product, do a video.
Product or service, absolutely.
I love it. So, David, talk about where you'd go work with clients.
Where do I go?
Yeah. What's your radius or whatever?
Sure, absolutely. So the way that Maradiaga Media works is if I can drive there in a day, I will help you out. We've been to Birmingham, Augusta, we've been to Charlotte, within 4 hours pretty much.
And 4 hours of where?
Of the coming Forsyth County,
Fulton
County.
Okay, because we're all over the world, pal. So, with this podcast.
If you're in the Forsyth County area and within 4 hours in any direction,
okay,
as long as it's not water because I can't swim,
right,
we'll be there.
Excellent. David Maradiaga, Maradiaga Media. So, David, for those that want more information, would like to be in touch with you, tell them how to do that.
Well, you can visit me at maradiagamedia.com. That's the website. Any of the social media platforms are at Maradiaga Media, so Facebook, Instagram. You can find me on LinkedIn as well. And you can just call me directly at 678-749-3082.
David, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to be on.
Absolutely. Great to have you. Folks, I'd like to remind you that if you need help with some other headaches, like administrative tasks, bookkeeping, marketing, or presentations, maybe putting on a workshop, well, go engage a smart and reliable Office Angel. They're not a temp agency or a placement firm. Office Angels matches your business support needs with angels who have the talent and experience necessary to help you maintain and grow your business on an ongoing or as-needed basis. Your terms, your timeline. They lend a hand when needed and fly off when the job is finished. Find out more at officeangels.us or call Chief Executive Angel, SES Gabito, 770-442-9246. And now we turn to Slingshot Product Development Group. I've got to find out how they got that name. John Mitchell, Chairman of the Board, and Randy Haslinger, Vice President of Business Development. Okay, guys, so how did you get that name? But tell everybody about Slingshot Product Development Group.
First of all, thanks for allowing us to be here.
Absolutely.
We're pleased to, and hear your story, David.
Great story.
Slingshot, many stories go around on where that name came from. I'm not sure that all of them can be offered here. But certainly from the standpoint of product development, which is our focus, that is an opportunity for us to accelerate forward a product to the market. So our clients come to us for that. So the name really resounds, and we've had fun with it as well. We recently had an event at our site. It was a bio bash that was related to Georgia Bio. We were part of that community. Cool. And we had a signature cocktail called the Slingshot. So everyone seemed to enjoy that.
Oh, you guys have fun. That sounds like fun. So product development. Talk a little bit about what that means. I mean, what kind of clients you serve, where you get involved with your clients, et cetera.
Well, you know, I think, John, that we look at serving a whole series of category of clients. Part of our niche is that we have product development services, the design and the engineering, but we also bring to this table the science and technology. So clients that come to us that have larger questions or bigger problems, and they might need some help where the solution might reside back in the science labs or in a little bit on the research field, we have those scientists that come to bear that we can actually bring into that. We still have to provide the engineering, be it mechanical, electrical, or the design to create that finished look, that usability factor, that form that we're looking for. We also look for those clients that have those deeper questions that are trying to solve larger problems around the world.
Yeah, I think it's fairly put that if a client comes to us with a particular problem we have to solve for them, it could be across the board. It could be a consumer, military, security, medical, industrial. What John speaks to is a really comprehensive and seasoned team of professionals who are passionate about what we do. And that puts us in a very unique opportunity to help our clients see what a customer might want to buy. I mean, everything you can produce may not be marketable. So we have the opportunity to work with them and hear the voice of customer, develop the whole scenario that allows discovery to happen, not just from an industrial design standpoint, but the market standpoint. And I'll go back to some of the things that we've had conversations about in-house. That is that it's not about industrial design only. It's about product development. Product development is the lifeblood for many companies, whether they're startups or Fortune 500s, and we work with all of them. We realize that to have a client produce an innovative technology, there's a revenue stream for the future. There is a recognition in the marketplace that they have a place and they have a brand. So there are many opportunities for us to help across the board. John highlights science and technology, which defers us to scratch our heads sometimes and say, well, what really is the problem here? Could be in the fuzzy front end, which many of our clients don't have an idea how to solve. Could be life sciences, chemistry, material science. Could be any number of those things. So we apply science and technology typically to resolve those, and the project moves on.
Okay. Let's use an example, if you would, about maybe a problem you solve for a client, so we help our folks understand exactly where you plug in.
So, you know, the first thing that comes to mind is we had an opportunity to work with the CDC. They were working on a large problem that was dealing with counterfeit pharmaceuticals that exist in third world countries. So what was happening is that drugs were being delivered to the third world countries, but they weren't making it to the hospitals for treatment. They were getting stolen. So the hospitals would receive a counterfeit drug. So the CDC had some ideas and a rough prototype on how to resolve that. So they would come to us with this problem, again, trying to figure out how can they identify and develop a solution that would be in the field, used by a technician in the field to identify a very important need, because we got to get the right medicine to the right doctors, and the doctors can then treat with it. So they kind of conjoined with us, brought their basic science, and then we kind of apply the slingshot process, which includes helping to validate the science, understanding what the problem is, the focus in the market, as well as going through and developing prototypes and samplings that they can actually take to the market and test, getting that feedback in, and then resolving it and refining that to move it forward all the way to introduction.
Okay, so that's really helpful, because what it sounds like is you're really not coming in to help someone that's developed a product that they need enhanced or something like that. This is before we get to the quote-unquote finished product stage, when someone's got a problem that they're trying to develop a product for. Is that fair to say?
Correct. We can do that latter stages, that steps, what we call the commercialization and manufacturing.
Mm-hmm.
But really, we shine when we're at the front end, when they have a problem that they need help identifying and helping them bringing solutions to bear to resolve it, all the way through the engineering and then validating that the solution actually worked. And then from there, we can take it and help them through the manufacturing.
We're speaking with John Mitchell and Randy Haslinger with Slingshot Product Development Group. So talk a little bit about this industry, the competition. What really distinguishes you from your competition?
There are, first of all, the name. Second of all, we are local in the Atlanta area, and we're outside of downtown Atlanta, so it's less than an hour for anyone to come out and be in the burbs. But we're distinctive. We've been around since 2001, and that, for our space, is a long period of time. We have had, as a result of that, the opportunity to build our resources, our tech, our process, our deliverables, phase one, phase two, phase three, the resources that we have that we can call on outside of our immediate team, the bench that we have to solve problems. Thereby, we have many experts to solve problems. We have deep thinking people that come together to do that. And we've got the proof of time and across several markets that we've worked in. We know no market barriers. We can solve problems in consumer or medical across the board.
So you've worked with the CDC. I mean, that's a really high-end kind of government agency, I guess, as it were. You deal with large corporations as well?
Yeah, we're, like Randy said, we actually can service not just the different industries, but we can service the young companies, the early stage company that has a technical focused issue, to large companies. What we've seen over the last 20 years is many of these large companies that had a lot of these internal research assets and development assets have just kind of over time reduced that internal staffing. And so they don't have that capacity and that capability available today. So we step in and help them fill that need, and take the product through the manufacturing and the validation.
So you're really acting as the outsourced product development function for some companies.
Yes. Okay. So.
Cool. So maybe you can talk a little bit about, maybe you can give an example of a company you've worked with. You don't necessarily have to give their name, of course, unless you'd like to, but a company you've worked with that have helped solve the commercial problem that they've got.
Well, there's a big red vending machine in just about every business, and that's Coca-Cola. We've had opportunities to solve some of their problems, not just automation, but keeping product cold and delivering that product. We go back on several engineering projects that are similar to that. Fortune 500 companies. Where do we start, John?
Right. No, I agree. I think there is. We've had since we've been at this for so many years. We've had the experience of being and working with many of the local large companies as well as large international companies that have this need for the science and technology. And so that's kind of been helpful. From a commercialization perspective, we've solved in spaces of helping companies develop new electronic solutions to help do analytics that allow them to take their technology from one space and move it into a new space. So we've helped them not just develop their technology, but move their technology into other markets.
We're speaking with John Mitchell and Randy Haslinger, Slingshot Product Development Group. So, you know, I'm just curious about maybe a problem that you've looked at and, I guess, how you vet the problems that come to you. I mean, how do you know, hey, this is something we can really solve? Because sometimes I would think you get asked some questions that are pretty thorny. Right. In terms of issues that folks want you to solve.
Well, I'll start, and I'll let Randy you come in. I think there's two approaches that we take that are different. One is the way we structure our team. So we have a core team, but we have this deep bench of experts from around the country that we can bolt onto our team. So if someone comes to us in a space, we can bring together this collection of super experts that we've got a relationship with that know our process, know how we work. And that helps us to kind of put the right people on the right team for the right project. So if we need a certain expertise in electronics or mechanical engineering or in the science side, be it a chemist or a physicist, we can bring that together. The second thing is that we do a phase zero at the beginning of each project to help the customer understand the problem better. Sometimes they're asking for X, but we want to make sure they really understand what that means as a company and as a group, that we're all aligned, that we know what the target is, we've defined the problem, so we know the target we're shooting for, and it's clear to all of us. And that's an important step because that brings the group dynamics together from our team and the company and allows us to all be aligned towards the right steps.
Phase zero has been important for us in terms of getting on the same page with our clients because it's all of us together trying to get our arms around the problem and how to proceed. So it's a research and evaluating market opportunity, and it's getting everyone on board psychologically. Okay, this is how we're going to take this step. Phase zero, we need knowledge in these particular areas. We all work on those areas. Then it starts to really be black and white. What's the next step? Which, you know, for us is a phase one, phase two, phase three, as John talks about. But those thorny projects or thorny challenges, which we call the fuzzy front end, that phase zero really addresses and gives us a frame of reference and a roadmap.
So how do you determine what that timeline is? I mean, that I would think would be a pretty thorny issue for you. I mean, when, like the CDC example that you mentioned, when they walk in the door and say, we've got an issue with counterfeit pharmaceuticals, you've got a long timeline to get to the solution for that problem, right? So how do you, you know, I'm sure the first question they ask is, here's the problem. Now, how long is it going to take you
to solve it, right? That's right.
And that may not be a time frame. It may be milestones. Okay, this is what we need to know. When we get there, we'll all know, and then proceed from there. So it ultimately will be a time frame that we can provide, give an estimate in ranges. But up front, it might be, hey, let's hit this milestone first. We may or may not have an opportunity to proceed. Let's do that, and everyone in agreement, okay, let's go. And then on that side, too, Slingshot is extremely good at project management and holding everyone accountable to what we've decided to do as a roadmap, as a decision-making process, as a compilation of information and a down select to, okay, this is what we're going to do.
And I think the phase zero helps to align both the customer's expectations with because they're into this with us. It's a team effort.
Sure.
So we do what's called, we break our projects into phases, and we call it race to the gate. So we want to move expeditiously from the beginning of the phase to the end of the phase. And we make sure the customer understands that they have to be a part of this process. There's decisions and resources they have to contribute. And so we negotiate that in that phase zero and kind of map that out. And like the example of the CDC, we want to be quick. That's one of our expertise, is to move expeditiously through this, but not so fast that the customer is not with us in the process.
Right.
So when we get to the end, we're aligned. And that means that everybody sees the features, they understand the solution, and the manufacturability moving forward.
We do a lot of training of our customers. This is our approach. We're all together. These are deliverables. Everyone's on the same page. It's very important that we all address those issues. We'll even create a milestone calendar that is, by definition, this is what we have to achieve. It's a learning process with every client. It's a different experience, and we have to make sure that we're all talking on a regular basis. Everyone is in agreement. Everyone understands, because there's deliverables. If a client sees deliverables that are not what they expected, it's a problem.
For sure. Great work. So for those that would like to be in touch, tell them how to do that.
Please go to our website, slingshotproductpdg.com. Certainly we have Twitter and Facebook at the bottom of the page. Call me directly. I'd love to have a conversation with you. 678-521-6847.
John Mitchell, Randy Hasslinger from Slingshot Product Development Group. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, John.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So, folks, we have got a great archive of shows that we've had now for over 3 years. We've had the studio open for 3 years now. We're up to about 130 or so different shows, about 340 guests. Just on this show alone, we've had over 400 guests come through this studio since we've opened. So go check us out, northfulton.businessradiox.com, and check on the, click on the archives button, and you'll see quite a collection of folks and great business leaders like David, John, and Randy here that have been on our show in the past. And also connect with us on social media, North Fulton BRX. David would be upset with me if I didn't mention social media, right, David? But connect with us on all the different channels, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter. Join us there and check us out on those different platforms. So want to thank again David Maridiaga, Maridiaga Media, and as well as John Mitchell and Randy Hasslinger from Slingshot Product Development Group. And I'm your host, John Ray. Join us again next time for another edition of North Fulton Business Radio.